Next, the Irish language, teaching it and learning it. That's the focus of two new policies launched today by the Department of Education. It calls the plan an important milestone for our native language. Gail Scullna and English-speaking schools will be the focus of the changes. Well, with us now are Julian Despon, Conran na Gaeilge General Secretary, and Louise Cantillon, a former Irish teacher and host of How to Gael podcast and a Today FM presenter. Majin Maguiv.
Majin Vakian Kansatu.
Tommy Gama Octo Bronerum Beg Mid Egg Kainty Merla Mor Neil Moron Gaelga Agom Louise. So we look at the Well, we look at these policies, and I quote here from what we know, Irish medium education outside of the Gaeltacht and Irish in English medium schools. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had a read of this policy, and I think that, you know, there's two major plans for the Irish language. One is for schools teaching through Irish. The other is for those teaching in English. I think a lot of it is promises that we've seen before. Obviously, it's encouraging to see the government, you know, talk about this and to roll out a policy. But my question will be if this is going to really, you know, deliver the change that we need. I think often what can happen with these policies is that, you know, there is a mindset shift from teaching Irish to living Irish. That's what they want to do. And it sounds great on paper, but I really think that this only works if there is, you know, real accountability and long-term commitment to that.
Well, before we get into that, Julian Despon, can you bring us through what the policies are?
Yeah, well, there's two policies that have been released today. The first is about Irish medium education and increasing, I suppose. It's going to be looking at the overall when it comes to Irish medium education. Second thing is the two-year plan for the Irish language in English medium schools. And, well, Louise, I think, yeah, I'd agree with her there that, you know, it is very important that we have these policies, and it is good to see that there's going to be more resources made available. But we do need to make sure that they actually have students being able to speak the language when they finish in their schooling.
Well, there is part of that where, you know, this policy wants to see children and pupils speaking Irish outside of Gael Scullina. That's important, isn't it?
It is very important that they do that. But but one of the things, I suppose, that we were looking for from this policy for Irish medium education was to ensure that there was enough Irish medium provision for parents so that they can send their children to Irish medium education. Because at the moment, we're only at 6% of students are actually attending Irish medium education. And what we believe is going to be in this policy that it's not actually going to have a measurable, ambitious target for Irish medium education. If we only have to look to Wales, for example, where they are increasing their Welsh medium education from 23% to 40% by 2050. I don't think we're going to have any target, any measurable target like that in this report that's coming today. And that will be disappointing in itself.
Well, An Fóras Patrúnachta, the largest patron of Irish medium schools, has said Irish medium education is the most successful approach to teaching and learning Irish, and more Irish medium schools are needed. I think you're agreeing with that, are you?
I am, for sure, yeah. I mean, that's what we need to see, is more Irish medium schools. We need to more Irish medium, I suppose, provision. And like what they had in the last government, just for example, was that they actually had they had a goal to double the number of students attending Irish medium education. And they didn't do anything about it, and the numbers actually fell 3%. But what we needed from this policy, what we need from this policy is ambition. We need to be able to say, well, we want to get from where we are now, 6%. We need to get to 12%, for example, in the space of 20 years. Just saying and having something in the policy says we want to increase the numbers. You know, it doesn't give us the vision, doesn't give us any confidence that we will actually be able to provide for any parent who wants to send their student to an Irish medium education. We know there's some counties in Ireland that don't even have a second level Irish medium education at this stage. So, you know, we need to be ambitious about this.
Louise Cantillon, Education Minister Helen McEntee, says the goal here is for Irish to be experienced as a living language and not just a school subject. So can you see these policies helping?
Well, I think, you know, that's essential. And I think that, like I said earlier, that sounds great on paper, but I think it's getting that to really work. You know, it's a lot to put all of that heavy lifting on teachers. You know, as Julian said, there's parents at home, there's the media, there's public institutions, the government themselves. I think that, you know, everybody, there needs to be a collective buy-in. Julian had mentioned, you know, the way that the European frameworks works in other countries, Wales, you know, they have a collective buy-in from government that commit to it. And, you know, I don't know if we've ever done that here before. I think it's great to say that it would be a lived experience in schools.
Yeah, but don't
schools
you
are
have
under
to
a lot
have
of
buy-in.
Pressure as it is.
Don't you have to have buy-in from parents too? I see a line
Absolutely.
In this, fostering positive attitudes towards Irish. But it's not just amongst children, it's the parents. For example,
yeah.
I have friends who have little time for the Irish language, and they say that in front of their children because they had negative experiences in school learning Irish themselves. So how do you get around that?
Yeah, well, that's it. They just have to get around it. You know, they have to make an effort, and it can't just be in schools. I think if the government wants and parents for children want a national language revival, then that's what it needs to be. It needs to be a national plan. It can't just be a school-based one with parents sulking at home because
Well, we do see mention of funding for resources to support parents what's on offer here. So what kind of supports do need to be in place then?
Well, I think that parents who feel that they don't have a level of Gaeilge that can help their children at home, do you know, that there will be an opportunity for them to learn more Irish, to take on an Irish, you know, lessons for themselves, that there'll be support hours, resources for those parents so that they can help their children as well. But I think it's following through and people having the time to do that.
But look, there must be positives here too, because I see it firsthand myself.
Yeah.
Big changes in how Irish is taught in school. My own daughter, she's 6, she speaks Polish and English, so she arrives mm-hmm. home every day with a new Irish word. That excites me, it excites her. But then the reality is she doesn't live in a home where Irish is alive and spoken.
Yeah, but there's Irish all around her. I mean, look, there's a big positive wave towards the language. People can call it and have been calling it the kneecap effect. I know with our podcast, How to Gael, Colleen Kuhn a few years ago nominated for an Oscar. There's incredible resources available, you know, through Irish media. TG Cahir have a children's channel that's full service and available every day to young people. And as is TG Cahir Radio and the Gaeltachta. So there are plenty of Irish resources around, and it is alive and thriving. And there is this very positive wave of, you know, want around it right now. And I think that that positive attitude is a really great start. You know, people are looking to experience and to live Gaeilge. And I think, you know, the thing is, if you want to live it, you have to use it. And that isn't the experience in most schools. So, you know, maybe it is going back to those basics, and it's talking it in the schools and talking it at home, even as a parent, if you can, you know, use the bit you have. Even if you're worried that it isn't enough, it's still better than nothing, you know.
Julian, Catherine Connolly wants Gaeilge to be the working language of the Áras. Does that help?
Yeah, that's leading by example. And that's very important. That's a very important message for young people who are learning the language. But can I say that, you know, and while it is welcome that all these new resources and these teacher training is going to be part of this new plan and new policy, we have to take into account that Irish is in a crisis situation in the education system at the moment. That, you know, over 60,000 students now have exemptions from learning Irish. And we would say they're failing, the Department of Education is failing those students because they have an inflexible system at the moment of what we teach that doesn't cater for students that have additional needs. For example, why couldn't a student do the oral Irish for Leaving Cert only if they have a learning difficulty when it comes to writing the language? Why can't we give the students who come into the system late a level of Irish where they can actually do an exam and actually have CAO points attached to that? What we've been calling for, and what we call for in this consultation, which wasn't taken on board to best of our knowledge, was that you would actually have a flexible system like the CF4 system. It's a European system, it looks at skills-based system where it's very flexible, and that could have been the game changer. And that's what's might be disappointing. We haven't seen the finished policy yet, but that might be what's going to be the most disappointing thing about this, that he even said when they're developing this policy, they weren't going to look at curriculum and they weren't going to look at the exemptions, and they're the two biggest elephants in the room. So if we don't address those, that no matter what we do in terms of resources and encouraging the use of Irish in the schools, we're not going to be addressing the main things that need to be addressed.
Louise, would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. I think Julian is so right. You know, it needs to be, I think that, like I said at the very beginning of this chat, I think that obviously policy change is a good start. But, you know, Julian has mentioned this as well. Since the first time since the foundation of the state, the amount of students in Irish medium education has fallen to 3%. So I think, like, it is the government's duty now to undo the harm that has been done to the language. So it has to change.
Julian Despond, Conor na Gaeilge General Secretary, and Louise Cantillon, sorry for mispronouncing your name earlier on, host of How to Gael podcast. Gaurav Mahagwiv, Tá sé feha dono made to raise a hocht.